Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. And write down our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program as we head into what is next weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure people are looking for a couple extra days off, which will be fun. Let me just say before we get to this whole debt ceiling issue, first of all, the Treasury budget numbers showing Biden's using scare tactics, but I'll get to that in a second. I know Tim Scott has entered the race. Later on in the program, we'll have Larry Elder on the program. It's rumored heavily that Ron DeSantis will make an announcement later this week, or at least set up an exploratory committee. And so, Linda, here we are back in 2015 and 16, if you recall. And, you know, some people were mad that we gave everybody airtime on both radio and TV, and I suspect that's probably going to be the result again. And I'm trying to understand, if you're confident in your candidate, why do you care if the other candidates get an opportunity to express their views? What's the big deal?
I think people just like to be upset about something, so they find the new thing to be upset about, and that's what they're upset about on any given day.
I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you're running for president for the Republican nomination, absolutely we're going to give you airtime. And when it came down to the end, we were being accused of taking Trump's side. And I remember we did a side-by-side analysis of how much time we gave, you know, Trump and some of the other candidates. And it was like almost dead even, wasn't it?
Yeah. In fact, the person that got the most time was Senator Cruz, which was very, very funny because we had a lot of Cruz supporters that were
very mad at me at the time. Yeah.
Very angry.
I think Ben Shapiro and Glenn Beck are still railing against me like they were back in the day, which, by the way, they're entitled to their opinion. I don't care if people, you know, agree with me or disagree with me. I love Senator Ted Cruz. I'm going to see him tomorrow. He's going to be, by the way, if you want to see Cruz in studio, he's going to be on our audience show tomorrow night. Just go to Hannity.com and tickets are free. Also, Judge Jeanine will be in studio. We got a great studio lineup on Tuesday. Anyway, tickets free, Hannity.com. So the big issue here, and let me start by backtracking on this, is going to be in 11 days, Janet Yellen is saying that it is a drop-dead date for the debt ceiling and that the United States of America, the full faith and credit of the U.S., is hanging in the balance. And for the first time in America's history, we will risk being a defaulting nation. And they've been saying that. They're setting the stage for saying that if we don't do this by June 1st, this is going to happen. Now, if you follow the math, what they're saying, and Fox Business did a really good piece on this, the math, it's just not true. And yet the Biden administration is all in. He comes flying back from the G7, cut short his trip abroad just to deal with the crisis that Joe Biden himself created. I'm going to give you a timeline that should be pretty jarring to you. The Biden administration has gone all in on the idea of default as a scare tactic, you know, to bully conservatives into caving on an issue. Now, when you look at the timeline, you realize, oh, this is not the Republican Party's fault. This is Joe Biden's fault. This is a crisis created by Joe Biden. Joe Biden made a bet. His bet was that Republicans would never unite in the House and come up with a bill that would deal with the debt ceiling, and they did. And it's actually a very responsible bill. So we go back to 2022 spending levels. It's only 2023. Now, we're not talking about a massive cut here. And then we would also we would limit baseline budgeting increases moving forward annually to 1%. The Republicans are going after the 87,000 IRS agents. The Republicans also want more drilling, which is good for the economy. But if you go back to January, you know, it was Biden and Karine Jean-Pierre, quote, Karine, we are not doing any negotiation over the debt ceiling. Janet Yellen announces extraordinary measures as the U.S. debt reaches the statutory limit. She was saying that in January. Biden called the debt limit a big debate, which his staff had to walk back. Speaker McCarthy calls on President Biden to begin debt limit negotiations on January 20th. He did it again on the 22nd. McCarthy called for a meeting on the 26th of January. McCarthy called on Biden to, you know, on the 31st. On February 1st, Biden has a meeting with Speaker McCarthy. And Speaker McCarthy told Biden that, no, we're going to have no tax increases and there's got to be restraints on spending. Okay, February 6th, McCarthy delivers an address on the debt ceiling for negotiations with the president. Schumer promises a clean debt ceiling. In other words, he's not going to negotiate. You know, so then February 15th, McCarthy is asking Biden to begin the negotiations. February 28th, Biden said, I will not negotiate whether America pays its debt. I will now not allow this nation to default. And then it went through March. McCarthy again calling through March on Biden to begin debt limit negotiations. Then McCarthy in April delivers an address warning Biden, you know, could bumble it into default if he fails to negotiate. Remember, McCarthy's got a very limited, you know, margin of victory in the House. And Biden was betting the whole time that he would not get a majority of Republicans to agree. Well, he did. And they raised the debt ceiling, but they score out $4.8 trillion in saving, according to the Congressional Budget Office. April 19th, Biden calls House Republicans wacko notions. And McCarthy calls on Biden again to negotiate. April 19th, Karine Jean-Pierre calls on McCarthy to put a bill on the floor. Then she says on the same day that it doesn't make sense to claw back unspent COVID funds. Why doesn't that make sense? We didn't spend it. Bring it back in and save money. We have $31 trillion in debt. The next day, she says House Republicans their plan would melt bones, whatever the hell that means. Again, April 24th, Biden is asked by McCarthy, let's negotiate. April 26th, Republicans pass their Limit, Save, Grow Act to raise the debt limit, go back to 2022 spending levels. It saves the American taxpayer $4.8 trillion over 10 years. That's responsible. That he did his job. He's still calling on Biden to negotiate. Still, they won't do it. You have 43 U.S. senators. Now, 44, if you include Senator Kennedy, although he didn't sign the pledge. But all through May, you know, Biden is calling McCarthy. You know, McCarthy is saying that McCarthy refuses to negotiate. McCarthy saying, I'll meet with you any place, anytime, anywhere. Anyway, May 9th, McCarthy calls on Biden to begin negotiations. Karine Jean-Pierre, May 12th, we're not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling. May 16th, after 104 days, Biden agrees to appoint negotiators. Okay, after they finally met, Biden was missing in action for 97 straight days. Now, if it's really locked in, which I don't believe, I think that's a talking point, because Treasury issues debt, which is, you know, notes and bonds and promises to repay borrowings with interest. If the Treasury fails to do so, like missing a payment on a mortgage, That is the fault. The Treasury has the ability to prioritize payments, and its own data released on Wednesday show that it has enough revenue coming in to service the debt, avoid a default in the event the debt ceiling's not raised. So cumulative revenue for the current fiscal year, $2.687 trillion, while net interest on the debt comes to $364 billion. So it's, you know, shocking the Treasury is paying so much service to the debt. The fact is revenue is over seven times what's needed to avoid default. So it's all a bunch of a crock of nonsense. But they're acting as though this is the drop dead date. Okay, if they want to make it that way, make it that way. Here's their problem. Their problem is Joe Biden bet wrong. Joe Biden bet Republicans wouldn't get a deal done. They got the deal done. And they have another problem that they've got to deal with. And that is 24% is the only percentage of Americans that think this Biden economy is any good. It's not good at all, according to the AP. 33% of Americans say they approve of the handling of the economy. Only 24% say national economic conditions are in good shape. That's not a good place to start negotiating if you're Joe Biden. Republicans did their job. If there's going to be a default, it will be Biden's default. It's not going to be the Republicans' default. Now, the challenge for McCarthy is, all right, if they want to negotiate, and if the Republicans are willing to give a little here, a little there, whatever, I wouldn't give much, if anything, myself. Why bother? Most Americans, according to the AP, they're screaming they want a debt ceiling raised with deficit conditions. That's what the Republicans did. Now the talks broke down over the weekend. Republicans walked out of the White House, criticizing it as unreasonable. You know, all the Democrats keep saying is this is a MAGA budget, a MAGA budget, a MAGA budget. All right, so now let's say they do make a deal, then McCarthy's got a problem. He has a margin of four in the House. So any deal that he wants to make with Biden, even if he's willing to give here, there, or on a few issues, is going to be that much more difficult. And if McCarthy's not careful, you know, and he doesn't get 180, 190 Republicans to agree, you know, he probably is at risk of triggering, you know, a no confidence vote on his speakership. So I don't think he's going to put that at risk. That's my take on it. But anyway, they're not getting along. And then Biden even, you know, is saying, well, I'm not to blame if this happens. He said it to Peter Ducey. Listen.
President, on the debt limit, you said already, I've done my part. Do you think that if there's a breach, nobody's to blame you?
Of course no one will blame me. I know you won't. You'll be saying Biden did a wonderful job. I know you.
Would you be blameless in a default situation?
On the merits, based on what I've offered, I would be blameless. On the politics of it, no one will be blameless. And by the way, that's one of the things that some are contemplating. I actually had, well, I got to be careful here. I think there are some MAGA Republicans in the House who know the damage that it would do to the economy. And because I am president and president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame. And that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
Okay, that is him saying that I'm not responsible at all. You were MIA for 97 long days. This is the guy, Joe Biden, we played this for you before in 2011, that said he can't be my way or the highway on the issue of the debt ceiling. You know, Karine Jean-Pierre repeatedly saying that debt ceiling should be raised without conditions. We're not negotiating. Joe Biden calls debt negotiations a big debate. Then he got to walk that back. You know, we have all of this. And then fear-mongering the McCarthy debt proposal. Tell me what's unreasonable about going back to 2022 spending levels. What's unreasonable about that? What is unreasonable about capping the rate of growth of government to 1% a year, meaning increasing every program, not decreasing anything? Tell me the danger of becoming more energy independent, which is part of the equation here. Tell me the downside with, what, $31 trillion in debt for the House Republican bill to save a whopping $4.8 trillion over 10 years. Tell me the downside in that. You know, so it's the people that are now behind the eight ball here. That would be the Democratic Party, led by Joe Biden, who decided that Republicans could never get this deal done. He waited 97 days. Now they're trying to hit the panic button and scare the crap out of the American people. For Republicans, I would not be scared. I wouldn't be scared at all. I'd be like, we gave you a debt ceiling increase. If you don't want it, then you will be the one responsible for the default. Because there's not going to be enough Republican senators that would allow a Democratic bill that's going to allow this to go to conference at this last hour. And if they did, they'd be pretty stupid to do that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The
The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love master spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your master spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, well, departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. A reminder, have you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what is your home's title? That is the legal document that proves you own your home. And we now know that these cyber criminals all around the world are targeting American homeowners. And what happens if your home's in some criminal's name? That would be home title theft. Every one of our home titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, then it's a race against time to stop them before they start taking out loans against your home, or even worse, selling your home. So I ask, when is the last time you checked your home's title? This is where my partners at HomeTitleLock.com come in. They showed us how quickly they could do it. They were able to steal Linda's home, on paper anyway, in less than 6 minutes. That's how fast they can do it. So how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free when you sign up and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to their website, HomeTitleLock.com. It's promo code Sean, HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. Your first 30 days of protection are free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. So I see the Biden administration, this is how woke this country is now getting. This is how crazy this is getting. Now, remember, our kids can't read, write, do math, science. They're bad at computers. There's nothing that they are proficient in. You know, 20 high schools, Baltimore, not one kid proficient in math. I mean, can you get any worse than that? Anyway, so now they're considering the federally funded school lunch program, once formerly a sacred cow, completely immune to any budget cuts at all. But Biden's education secretary, Miguel Cardona, came under intense fire last week during a heated exchange with Republicans over the administration's proposed changes to Title IX rules that would then force schools receiving federal monies finding to allow biological males to compete in women's sports. Anyway, this happened with Jim Banks and Cardona during a House Education Committee hearing on Capitol Hill. It included Banks grilling Cardona on what would happen to students who take advantage of the school lunch program. Will they be impacted? He says, Mr. Secretary, does that mean that your department would take away the school lunch programs for needy kids because a state or school won't allow a boy to compete against a girl in sports? Then Cardona avoids directly answering and says, no. Then Banks goes back at him. No, I'm asking you a question. Do you support taking away school lunches from the kids who go to schools where boys are not allowed to play on girls' sports teams? He wouldn't answer again. He goes, it's a yes or no question, Mr. Secretary. Banks said. Cardona responds, I'm proud of the work we're doing to make sure that all students feel safe in school. I mean, I've lived through this frustration.
And Banks said, Madam Chair, the answer is yes. The administration would take away school lunches from kids who need that lunch. Maybe the only warm meal they might ever get because of this radical agenda. It's unreal. This is all happening right before our eyes. We learned a lot more about how bad the FBI and the CIA are abusing power over the weekend and the FISA applications. By the way, Kevin McCarthy now reached out directly to the FBI Director Wray as it relates to James Comer's committee and House Government Reform and Oversight. He said he felt confident after the call that the FBI director will hand over the document that Comer and Senator Grassley have been seeking. I wanted to be very clear with the FBI director that Congress has the jurisdiction to oversee the FBI, he said. I explained to the director that we have the right to see this document. I believe after this call, we'll get the document. Well, time will tell. We'll see. By the way, why have senators now all of a sudden, this broke on CBS News, they've all been issued satellite phones and offered demonstrations on upgrading security devices. Does that mean we all need satellite phones as a backup? Linda, why do you think they've given members of Congress and the Senate satellite phones and yet they're not saying a word to we, the people that are paying for those phones?
I keep telling you, there's only two groups of people in this world, the government and the people, and that's it.
John Durham inexplicably failed to compel the testimony of Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and others. Miranda Devine, she couldn't be more right. Here's what broke, though, over the weekend that had my attention. If the news wasn't bad enough on Friday, were reports that the FBI conducted 278,000 searches without a warrant on you, the American people, pouring through their private phone calls, your private emails, your private text messages. In other words, you're all getting the Hannity treatment. Linda, how many instances now have my private text messages been made public without my approval or permission or ever handed over by me?
I mean, unfortunately, it's more than one. One was enough. That's the problem.
Okay, with Manafort, I think it was like 1,200.
Then
it happened during
pages.
January 6th. That it happens again and again and again. They just keep releasing them. It's like, I have no privacy. That's
no,
what people wonder. Well, why do I not go on social media? Because I can't. Why do I not have an email? Because I can't. You know, other people, oh, you're a snob. You don't need to answer my email. I haven't had an email account now in years, unfortunately. I'd like an email account. The Durham report showed that Biden and Obama knew the truth of Hillary's hoax on Russia, but they kept silent because they pointed out, and this was a fact that we had reported many times, that in July of 2016, then CIA Director Brennan went to the White House to brief Obama and Biden about this new evidence uncovered by American intelligence, and that they obtained reliable information that Hillary Clinton approved the campaign plan to stir up a scandal against Trump by falsely tying him to Putin and the Russians. You know, that despicable smear had the dual benefit of distracting from her own issues involving her own email scandal. And given how potent that was, you know, that the dirtiest trick ever played in American politics. And by the way, Jim Comey knew about this as well. I mean, this is pretty unbelievable at the end of the day. These people knew and they did nothing. Obama knew, Biden knew, according to this FoxNews.com article. It goes into others that knew, like Loretta Lynch, James Clapper, FBI Director Comey, corroborated by Brennan's own handwritten notes. For the next 3 years, all of them remained silent, and some of them even spoke out against it when they knew it was false. I mean, it's unreal. By the way, the British intelligence, we now know, according to JustTheNews.com, found that the FBI-Russia collusion probe was so absurd they wouldn't help anymore. Said it's ridiculous. They knew it was crap. One whistleblower says the FBI created an Orwellian nightmare to an atmosphere to silence dissent. You think? This is not the former FBI. What the Republicans need to do, and they've been talking about it, rightly so, is use the power of the purse, but they need a top-to-bottom cleanup. You know, who was it? Even on, I guess it was, who was it, Chucky Todd? We need a real church committee. Chuck Todd called for. He's not really far off for once in his life. Unbelievable.
This is not an FBI that should feel good about what Durham discovered, because at a minimum, this issue of confirmation bias, it goes to the heart of how James Comey seemed to worry so much about what the perception of the FBI was, that he, whether it was overdid or underdid Hillary stuff and then overdid or underdid Trump stuff. Look, trust in the FBI is eroding left and right. Feels like we're in the moment that we need a real church committee, that this is a moment like when the J. Edgar Hoover FBI clearly was no longer helping the American people. There was a moment. It feels like we might be in one of those moments.
So it looks like Hunter Biden, remember he went into court, when was that? Last week? Week before? I forget. Anyway, apparently he's not as poor as he wants. He's taken his, you know, remember the family won't recognize this beautiful four-year-old little granddaughter of Joe and Jill Biden. They won't even recognize her. They won't acknowledge her. That is a disgrace. This child is not responsible for the circumstances. She is a precious little girl that needs to be loved. And when this girl, if she doesn't know now, finds out that her grandpa was the president of the United States and wouldn't even acknowledge her, how's that kid going to feel? I mean, I can't imagine the emotional, spiritual damage they're doing to this kid. Anyway, it turns out, so Hunter goes down for this hearing in Arkansas, and he's flying on a private jet to get there, a 2001 Dassault Falcon 50. It's a nice airplane, formerly owned by country singer Brad Paisley, registered for Plato LLC, which apparently this guy Morris, their friend in California, is the principal, $6 million jet, which is not expensive as it goes for private jets, but, you know, it's not cheap either. So if you have all that money, they said the round trip likely cost between $55,000 to $117,000 all in, or 6 months in child support payments. Why don't you just give the money to the kid and forget, you know, flying on the private jet? You could have gone commercial for a few hundred bucks. Anyway, so we'll find out on that. More and more people is thinking that Joe Biden should be impeached, which probably is not that far off. It's bad. Anyway, so we've got now the beginning of the 2024 campaign. So, and we'll play later on Tim Scott's words from earlier today. It looks like, I mean, according to every report, every source I have, Ron DeSantis will get in this week as well. Larry Elder's on later in the program. He's in the race. Then you got Vivek Ramaswamy. Oh, we like Vivek. I think he's a nice guy. I like Senator Tim Scott. I like Larry Elder. They're all friends of mine. Nikki Haley is already in. Who else is getting in this race? You know, what would that bring it up to, 6 or 7 at that point? And, you know, I wish they weren't starting out at war, which is where they're starting, considering that the real enemy are the radical socialists, climate alarmist cultists, the ones that support open borders, no policing, defund, dismantle, no bail, the ones that want no domestic energy production, the ones that have no foreign policy with any teeth in it, the ones that keep pouring money into Ukraine with no strings attached to it in terms of obligations of the rest of Europe to protect themselves. You know, if you look at the latest AP poll, it shows that Biden has horrific ratings on the economy, guns, immigration. Who would ever give him a good mark on any of these things? Ask yourself, what has Joe Biden done that you're proud of? What has he done to make your life better? Unreal. You know, all this talk about this Marine that was, you know, after this homeless guy with a history of 42 arrests and mental illness, you know, threatens all these people on a train. He puts them in a headlock. He's begging people to call 911. Two other people join trying to restrain this guy to protect innocent people on the train. And they want to put this guy in jail for manslaughter. And anyway, what happened over the weekend in New York? A woman was shoved right in front of a train and a man slashed during another typical violent weekend in the New York City subway system. Really? What was the guy? What are you supposed to do if you see somebody threatening innocent people in an environment like a subway? You're supposed to just shut up, stay out of the way and not do anything? I mean, because that's what people are going to do. We have a video out of Los Angeles, a man brutally attacked by a mob of cyclists. Did you see that video, Linda?
I sure did.
He's driving a pickup truck, pummeled by a group of young bicyclists, you know, during broad daylight in the L.A. Jewelry District. Anyway, capture the moment. The victim was knocked to the ground by this group of people, stomped, kicked ruthlessly. I mean, you know, how these people survive some of these attacks is unbelievable to me. By the way, a guy that Obama commuted his sentence now is charged with attempted murder. Well, it happens. Shocking. Let out criminals. What else is going to happen? Only half of America believes in God.
I'm having a hard time with this one. You know, this America was founded on very deep Judeo-Christian principles. It just was. It believes in natural law, that laws come from God, not from man, not from government. You know, all men are created equal, endowed by the thing, the creator, you know, God, the creator of everything. How do we get so far away from that? And how's that good for society? You know, I could go through all the list of trans issues that took place over the weekend, but I mean, it would take the rest of the show. In New York, Eric Adams is planning to stop shoplifters by providing social service kiosks inside of stores and give first-time offenders intervention programs instead of prosecution. So let me put a social worker in a store. Then he complains that half the city's hotel rooms are now occupied by illegal immigrants. Well, you're the one that believes in sanctuary city status. Now, welcome to the mess that you created. Because that is the mess that could have been prevented, that has been created. Anyway, what else do we have? We have that. I can't believe this. The reparations fight now is moving to Washington from California and a few other states. You know, other red states are fighting back against these woke programs. You have the GOP, you know, this is interesting at what's going on in Oregon. They've seen, you know, a state that was, you know, just hardcore left-wing liberal California light, the Oregon way. And now you've got all of these counties now want to leave Oregon and sign on to Idaho. And they may be successful in this effort. I mean, is that the first? I know they tried it in Buckhead in Atlanta. They tried to separate from the city of Atlanta. That was not successful. I'm wondering if this is going to be successful because it keeps coming up in Oregon in terms of Idaho. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Listen, we've been telling you all about Mike Lindell, his great products at MyPillow.com. And he loves to give special deals on his best-selling products. We've been telling you recently about his My Slippers deal, his Giza Dream Sheet deal, the all-new and improved MyPillow 2.0. His latest deal is on a six-piece towel set made from USA cotton, extremely absorbent, provides the soft feel that you want in a towel. Now, his set comes in two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Typically, it retails for $99.98, and now you can get it on clearance for $25 by using the promo code Hannity and saving over 70%. Anyway, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, and you get the clearance price, $25 on MyPillow's towel set. Or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
Bold, inspired solutions for America. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, so we'll get into the nitty-gritty of what the debt ceiling battle is really all about. To me, the Republicans have the strong hand. They already raised the debt ceiling in the House. The only part of government that they control, they raised the debt ceiling. They did it responsibly. This is not onerous to go back to 2022 spending levels. That's not impactful on the American people, the American economy. You can't continue to rob future generations. So they're saying, okay, we're going to cap the growth of a baseline budgeting. In other words, increase in spending in years as we continue to 1%. The next thing is they're going to include a component that allows more energy production domestically. That's it. And it's been scored out by the Congressional Budget Office to save $4.8 trillion. Now, Democrats, they want to blame Republicans. Republicans did their job. Now, the Senate, they've not come up with a bill. Joe Biden never came up with a bill. He said, my plan, what plan? Nobody's ever seen Joe Biden's plan. But Joe Biden made a bet, a calculation politically, and it turned out to be wrong, that Republicans would never get this passed in the House. They got it passed in the House. As far as I'm concerned, Republicans did their job, and Kevin McCarthy's got to be careful because there'll be, you know, pretty much a no-confidence vote or vote to vacate if he's not careful and tries to give in too much to Biden.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived. Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.